from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The big story in the NFL right now is the future of Brandon Ayuk, which could have a trickle-down effect, to say
pretty
the least.
Pretty big ripple, yeah.
Yeah, a trickle-down effect because of what could be involved, who could be involved in the trade, and then obviously just where you're at if you're the San Francisco 49ers. So for those that don't know, Brandon Ayuk, he wants a new contract, okay? He wants a new contract. He's been statistically one of the better wide receivers in football. Right now the 49ers have had no interest in giving him a new contract.
Zero.
He is still under contract, let me remind you. So, you know, if they don't want to trade him, they can absolutely not trade him, and he can choose to sit out, which wouldn't make any sense, or play this season out. And then they could tag and trade in the offseason. That's still what I would do if I were the 49ers. But yesterday there was some more reporting suggesting that, like, they may be willing to trade him after all. And I just don't get what leverage Brandon Ayuk has in this scenario. So the report comes from NBC Sports Bay Area that the 49ers have the framework of a Brandon Ayuk trade with both the Browns and the Patriots. It is now up to Ayuk to decide if he'll accept either team's contract terms. Because remember, that's the only bit of leverage he has within the trade.
And the Jets are reporting that Ayuk is given permission to negotiate a contract with a potential new team.
Correct. So, like, yes, does he have leverage with who he gets traded to? That is true. Leverage in that aspect, that if he doesn't want to go to Cleveland, even if the deal is great, then he doesn't go to Cleveland. He can basically block that. But in terms of getting traded itself, the Niners do not have to do this. And I wouldn't. You're in win-now mode. Why am I giving up
this,
Brandon Ayuk?
This is the problem. So every once in a while, a team gets, a little too far ahead on the, what if we, got to let go, guy, you're too early sometimes instead of you're too late. Not when you were in the Super Bowl last year and have been in two of the last four.
Your co-favorites
or five. And the co-favorite this year. You can't be giving up a number one wide receiver. I understand that for the most part, the teams we've heard them negotiating with, Steelers, Browns, Patriots, all AFC teams, and in my opinion, irrelevant AFC teams. So, like, I don't care if Brandon Ayuk ends up on one of those squads. It fundamentally makes the Chiefs' job easier. The question I have for you is why? I understand the maximum compensation you can get back in return for Brandon Ayuk is a third-round pick, a late third-round pick, if he is to go and sign a massive contract in the offseason away from you. Worth it, because this year you'll still have Brandon Ayuk. The crazy part about this to me is, if you were going to do this, you should have just toughened up and done it in April. You made a huge error in judgment in waiting this damn long. I told you last year with Chris Jones, my stance was that if you think Chris Jones isn't getting an extension at all, if you think that's dead, trade him before the draft. Not trade him in August. Not trade him August 6th. Like, that's a wild time to be giving away your number two weapon in your offense, number one weapon in your offense when you've got a young quarterback on a rookie deal. I understand you're paying Christian McCaffrey. I understand you have Deebo Samuel. But you have the best set of offensive weapons in the league in a year in which you're favored to win the Super Bowl. Why the hell would you give someone away before the season?
In the proposed trade, reportedly with the Browns, Ayuk would go to Cleveland.
They'd get Amari Cooper back.
Amari Cooper would go to San Francisco with 1 year left. He's 31 years old or whatever, with 1 year left. So they would, for this particular season,
be okay.
They would get Cooper, who's obviously still a very good receiver. But after that, they wouldn't. So they would then also get some draft picks back. So, okay, in that scenario, you're getting picks back and you're getting a receiver to help
you
this year.
But he has to get up to speed in your offense in 3 weeks.
Yeah, right. And on that scenario, I don't know why, if I'm Cleveland, I'm thinking about it. I'm going to give up picks. Yes, I'm getting Ayuk, who's going to be with me for multiple years. So I have to pay Ayuk top wide receiver money, $28, $30 million a year.
Who I could just pay to Amari Cooper if I wanted to keep him around.
But Cooper wouldn't get that because he's 31.
Yeah,
but like,
sure.
But so I would bring in a guy that's going to be here longer, but I'm going to pay him top-tier money. And I'm also going to give the 49ers some of my top picks. I don't get it. Now, if I'm the Patriots, it makes even more sense. You have a young rookie quarterback in Drake May, and so you want to surround him with as much talent as possible. You don't have a ton of wide receiver talent in New England. Kendrick Bourne's your best receiver. And in that framework that's reported, Kendrick Bourne would go to San Francisco, who used to believe, I believe he used to be in San Francisco.
He did.
Could be wrong. So so that's a weird one. There's a ton of noise, though, for now not to happen, it almost it seems like. The Steelers have been rumored.
Way too much smoke.
I just would not do it if I
If you're giving him permission to negotiate a new contract and pick a new team, his ass is getting traded. Especially if there's a framework for trade
seems
compensation
like
for a couple of teams. Bigley over on Twitch says, it's the agents that always F everything up. In the last 3 years, and I'm assuming until the market corrects itself, I told you, I think it was last year, my take on an old 32 was there is going to be a massive wide receiver moved every single year. Gold was my take like 2 years ago or a year ago on an all 32.
And you thought Diggs was that move this year.
I thought Diggs was that move. He ended up.
Maybe we have another one.
Well, Diggs is already gone. He's in Houston, so problem solved on one. And yeah, we might get Brandon Ayuk too. This seems to be the lay of the land because we're stuck in a weird middle. This is like a bigger story about the NFL. We're stuck in a weird middle. Right now in the NFL, elite level wide receivers are entering the league at kind of an unprecedented level. Like guys who are just good immediately are entering the league right away. Now last year wasn't a good example of that because the second best wide receiver was Rashee Rice and there wasn't a lot of smoke. This year's supposed to be a lot different in that regard with Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and everybody going super early. Because of that, I think some of these teams are between the like, well, I don't really want to pay this guy. And if you don't want to pay him, there are still teams that want the receiver now rather than wait a little bit. And so it's like it's causing this weird like movement in the league where some teams are willing to pay some of those guys. Other teams aren't willing to pay their guys. And it's just this like weird cycle.
Where is Brandon Ayuk, though, if when he's not in San Francisco? That's the big question.
Oh, he's
right?
Like, where, you know, receivers in the league?
Yeah, I mean, because right now he's surrounded by one of the best offensive minds in Kyle Shanahan. He's got Debo. He's got McCaffrey. He's got Kittle. So he is the secondary option,
and you can always spin that the other way, technically, right? Where
for sure.
Maybe he'd be 1,400 yards if he was on
the road. But that's the big question, right? And that's the risk if you're another team that trades for him.
Man, God, this is tough. Because on his own team, I think you could really ask that question he just said. It's like, where is he on his own team as far as the best weapon in the league? Okay, here's the receivers I think are definitely better than him. Tyreek, Amon-Ra probably I would take.
For sure.
Cooper Kupp.
Absolutely.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Of course. And any of those top, well, just beyond like, CeeDee Lamb, any of the top, he's not top five.
Lamb.
So you can take the, he's
but
not, Brandon Ayuk is in that 10 to 12 range right now in the league, in my opinion.
But I will say he's fringe top 10. Last year, he finished seventh in the league in receiving yardage. And he did that on only 75 catches, even though the guys who had catches above him, yardage, had 96, 106, 105, 119, 135, and 119 catches. So he was almost as productive as those guys on 50 less catches in some cases. Now that is partially the Kyle Shanahan
right, that's the question.
Effect and the yards after catch effect. But part of me thinks that if he can do that kind of production on that number of catches, if he doesn't have the yak master, which is what Kyle Shanahan's offense is really predicated on, you catching the ball and then getting a bunch of yardage after, I think given volume, Brandon Ayuk is a French top 10 wide receiver. And top 10 wide receivers, as you know, you pay like number ones when it's their turn.
And so that's going to be $30 million a year.
It's going to be $30 million a year.
And that's why I just – you're right. With all the noise, it seems like this trade is actually going to happen. I just – and I was wrong if it actually happens because I just – I was like, there's no way San Francisco trades him. There's no reason to. And I still maintain that. There's really not much of a reason why I would trade him in a win-now year if I'm Sam Fran.
I'm trying to remember. I want to give credit to the person who sent out the tweet, but I can't. They said, I'm having a hard time believing the Brandon Ayuk trade is real because that would be stupid. And the 49ers aren't stupid. Like, they're a good organization.
Yeah.
They don't do stupid things other than draft Trey Lance, but they don't do stupid things. That's crazy. And that's kind of how I feel about it, too. It is just a move I would make. It is plain and simple a move I would not make if I were the 49ers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.